I'm Rick Steves, and this is Travel with Rick Steves. Right now, we're talking gîtes in France. You know, every country has a system where travelers can rent what they call a self-catered accommodations, a little cottage in the countryside of England, or agriturismo, a farmhouse in Tuscany in Italy, or a Ferienwohnung, that's an apartment for rent in a cute little village in Bavaria. And in France, they have a very well-established system of self-catering apartments called gîtes, G-I-T-E-S, rural gîtes. I want to know more about this because I'm always traveling too fast, and I think this would be a great way to slow down and really smell the local roses because, as I understand, gîtes rent only by the week or by the fortnight. Europeans, when they go on vacation, they tend to go to one spot and stay put rather than the typical American traveler who's going to zip around one or two nights per stop. I've got with me a good friend who co-authors my guidebooks on France and has led tours with me through France for about 15 years, Steve Smith. Actually owns a gîte with his parents in Burgundy. Steve and his family bought the gîte, fixed it up, and today it's running as a business, as well as providing a wonderful base for Steve and his family in France. So we're going to learn more about gîtes, and it's great to have you with us, Steve.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, ça va bien, merci.
Oh, you speak French. I wish I did. Now, you run a gîte in Burgundy.
Well, my family does, yeah.
Right.
And my parents are retired, and so they are, along with a few locals who help us out, with cleaning the apartments and this kind of thing. They're mostly responsible for taking bookings and the like.
So first of all, there's a gîte system in France. Gîte rural, what's the deal? What does that mean?
There's an official name in France, Gîte de France, which is G-I-T-E-S, which is also the name of an organization. It's French, run by the government. All right. To help, and the purpose of this organization, by the way, and it's an umbrella organization that deals not only with country home rental that we're talking about today, but also bed and breakfast, farmhouse stays, hiking huts, and the like. Anything to draw originally the French back to the countryside, to these small villages that they have been depopulating relatively recently compared to other European countries in the last, say, 50 years.
So France has a problem even more so than other countries of people going to the big cities, abandoning the countryside.
It's a more recent problem.
Okay.
Right.
And the government has actually put together a program where they facilitate the ability of people who own these properties in the countryside to make a little money off them, maintain them, keep them used by helping big city folks, originally French, get out there. And it's a Green Acres kind of thing, huh?
Oui, monsieur. We even got a subsidy. And we're Americans.
I mean, really? There's no French government gave you a subsidy to do your little year in Provence thing.
Exactly.
Wow.
In order to receive the money, we had to agree to operate it as a gîte for at least 5 years, something like that. But it was money to help us renovate. I mean, it wasn't a lot, but it was
enough. There's this organization that the French government helps provide, and I would imagine it's web-based or it's got directories, guidebooks. What's the
– There's a good website for
walk
it.
Walk me through it here. I'm a traveler. I want to learn more about my options from a gîte point of view. Where do I get the information? How do I sign up?
Well, I think the easiest to start is www.gîtes.france.com.
Gîte.fr. Gîte.fr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The best organization, I mean, the best website I found was www.gîte-de-france.fr.
Well, we'll put all that on our website
at
ricksteves.com. So anybody who wants to have their magical time in the countryside without spending a lot of money can go there and learn more about the specifics. But they've just got a – so as the traveler, you are able to type into that or get their directory one way or another, and then you can peruse all the different gîtes available throughout France?
Yeah, this is – it's important to say that through the Gîte de France organization, there is something like 7,000 of these country homes. You can even rent one within a short train ride of Paris.
That's
now, again, it's Saturday to Saturday.
So this is a sort of a limit
fixed.
On these. It's fixed. By definition, Saturday to Saturday. One week, 2 week, or 3 week.
Right.
Don't get 10
4 days
week. Or 3 days.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now, some people will rent our place for 4 or 5 days. It's still cheaper than
a
hotel.
Weekly rate.
Right, exactly.
Okay, what's your place is, describe it to me, 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms? Kitchen.
Yeah, we have 2 gîtes. We have a big farmhouse we restored with 2 separate apartments in it. It looks out over the Burgundy Canal. It's about 20 minutes from Beaune and 10 minutes up to the wine country, up and over the hill to the wine country.
In an idyllic little village.
Yeah, it's a cute little small village.
And then what would it cost per week to rent?
They're both 2-bedroom. Each bedroom has its own bathroom, which is more and more the case when people come in and restore these things these days. For it's about what $500-$600 U.S. dollars. I'll put it in that.
So say $100 a day for your countryside cottage that could house two couples, and you cook your own food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a kitchen. You have pots, pans.
So $50 per day per couple. So it's a pretty reasonable way to travel these days.
It particularly is appealing to families, I think, too, because when you're traveling with children, you want to change hotels. You know, pack and unpack less often.
Could a family of eight move in there and you wouldn't care? Or
I mean, there are limits. In ours, it would be six would be the maximum.
Six. Price is the same whether there's two people
the
or
same.
Six.
It doesn't matter, yeah. And there are more expensive sheets with swimming pools and less expensive, frankly, than ours, with a little bit less comfort. And they're rated with these little ears of corn instead of stars like you're used to with hotels. It's kind of funny, from 1 to 4 stars.
Depending on the how fancy it is.
Yeah, the comfort level. That's
right. Okay. Now, so you've got 7,000 of these all around France in larger towns and countryside and so on. When people want to book this, they would just make a reservation. I mentioned it's pretty straightforward, pay in advance. You find your way there. You've got to rent a car to get there or something like this.
Yeah, almost by definition, you need to rent a car. Mm-hmm. And the reason is these are mostly in small villages.
I see.
Again, remember, they're to bring the French back to the village.
Now, let's say your family, let's say they're stateside now and they're running this thing. You've actually got local people that change the sheets when people are done, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. The tradition is, absolutely.
So the sheet system provides employment in a depressed part of the country, basically.
It helps, too. Mm-hmm.
Because you got these absentee owners like you guys, mm-hmm. and you got local people in a village without much of an economy. Mm-hmm. You got big shots from the city coming in for a week of vacation. They move out Saturday night. The local people come in, change the sheets, clean it all out, get ready the new people. It's all a nice system that really sounds like somebody in the French government decided this is a very win-win-win-win opportunity.
What? It seems like an ingenious move, because so many old mills and old historic buildings have been saved from destruction, from dereliction, by encouraging people like us, mostly French, obviously, to do this and to restore their homes. Remember, almost all the French seem to have, I mean, that I know, have inherited a second home from somewhere along the generation, because their parents or their grandparents probably did live in a village.
But without some way to get full use out of it, it probably could be a financial burden more than a blessing.
Right. And so they were forced to sell these places, and the government tried to figure out, what can we do about this?
Has it been a success?
I think an astounding success.
Is your place full all the time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's as full as my parents want it to be. And when you mentioned absentee, they're there 6 months a year. Mm-hmm. But they don't care to do the cleaning and maintenance, so it's easy to, as you said, employ people from the village to do that for them. They like to greet the renters. And the renters are our renters are commonly Americans and Brits, and sort of a third, and French. Mm-hmm. It's not unusual at all, in part because of people know us, obviously, as Americans, so they're comfortable going there.
But the business is generated by the government mm-hmm. organization and the government's channels of promoting this. Mm-hmm. So it sort of runs itself, and it fills itself.
Right. You could even – I mean, it depends as an owner, use the Gîte de France reservation system. We didn't do it because my dad was retired, thought he could handle this. And it was fun, sort of an activity, if you will. But you can even pay them a 15% commission, whatever it is, to do this booking for you.
And Americans as well as French people are open to using this system and just booking a time in a Gîte.
Exactly.
All right. Now, your parents and you and your wife bought this Gîte and had to fix it up. Was that sort of a romantic, fun experience?
Neither, knowing not a heck of a lot about construction in the United States. We were just typical of the romantic Americans who think it's – I don't know what we were thinking, frankly. It was so long ago, 15 years ago. But it's much like the States. If you don't know what you're talking about, you're really not going to know what you're talking about when the walls are 2.5 feet thick and there's very little wood. It's all stone and mortar, this kind of thing. One thing I will say is almost all the workmen were really good, on time all the time, hardworking as anybody I've seen here. And it was really our ineptitude that slowed the process down. But it was – I mean, it's something I wish my father would have written a book about.
Yeah.
Like Peter Mayle did, because it's much of his – I mean, we didn't buy a Gîte, of course. We bought an old farmhouse. It's about 300 years old on the Burgundy Canal. And I mean, learning about septic tanks – learning about French telephone systems and electricity. It's 220 versus 110 here.
Were there a lot of requirements from the government that you didn't change the building, or could you
there
just
were
buy an old building?
In our case, Rick, and this isn't unusual because we were within half mile of a 13th century abbey. But frankly, they worked with us. It was I don't think any more difficult than the permit process here in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, so this was a vision. Your parents had a little retirement mm-hmm. money 15 years ago.
That's right.
They bought this thing, fixed it up. It's a casual business, earns mm-hmm. a few $1,000 by the sheet thing, but they really have a retirement home in France.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents speak kind of broken French.
That's right, yeah.
And they're in a little village which doesn't have a lot of Americans.
None.
Well, they are. They
are
the Americans. And they spend,
right.
they're like snowbirds, but their snow is French.
That's right. I mean, for them, it's a marvelous, I think, way to retire. I really do. 6 months that they live in Southern California,
uh-huh.
and April through October, they're in France.
Wow. And they're accepted by the village?
If you ask my father, I think, and you may have one time, he says he's more busy socially in France than he is in the same town they lived in Southern California for the last 40 years.
In a small town, and he's not even fluent in French.
I think the thing to remember, yeah, they get by. My parents
People
care.
People have time to be social in the villages, probably.
Yeah, in rural Europe, as anywhere, people have more time, I think, than in cities, and they appreciate the fact that my parents spend time with them and do their darndest to understand what they're saying.
Wow. That is great for somebody, Californians, thinking, what are they going to do in their golden years? Not enough money to buy a little cabin somewhere. Buy it in France. Fix it up. Spend half a year over there. Hey, there are 7,000 Gîtes in France, and there's the equivalent in other countries nearby. We've got lots more information on that at our ricksteves.com website. I want to thank my Francophile friend Steve Smith for helping us out, and maybe you've got a little Gîte relaxation in your traveling future. Thanks a lot. This is Rick Steves. We're traveling in Europe.
Each year, Rick Steves tour guides take thousands of free-spirited travelers on escorted tours through France and beyond, one small group at a time. For example, just for France, you can choose from 4 exciting itineraries. For a free tour catalogue and Rick Steves Tour Experience DVD, visit the tour section at ricksteves.com.